Haiti struggles to gain footing after Hurricane Sandy. Cuba's economic reforms are gaining ground. And what can prayer do for the underground church? Stay tuned to find out as we tell you all this and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the United States is trying to predict how bad Hurricane Sandy will affect its population, Haiti's already felt its impact. Haiti's been experiencing soaring food prices. This just makes it worse, says For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart. DeHart says Haiti didn't receive a direct hit by the hurricane.
They didn't have much wind, but they had so much water. And Guanayves, the area about midway up on the west coast of Haiti that got flooded 4 years ago, is totally underwater again.
The death toll is expected to climb as the waters recede. For Haiti with Love provides food, shelter, and medical needs. Is the work they're doing having an impact? DeHart says,
they understand better than anyone else I've ever encountered that he's their only answer. But their faith just keeps growing stronger through these things.
Support for Haiti through a link at missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to Cuba, where the next round of economic reforms has been released. However, this time, the government's letting farmers lease bigger plots of land. Farms International's Joseph Richter explains.
It opens up a whole new area for them as far as increased production. And I think the idea of training and consulting with them on how to take advantage of this is something new for Cubans.
Their team doesn't have a traditional project in Cuba, but
what we're doing in Cuba is working through the churches to provide teaching and consulting on how to run small businesses as well as improve farming practices.
Richter believes these new reforms will stick. However, that brings its own set of challenges to believers.
It's facing new opportunities as well as new temptations. Pray that the church stands strong and doesn't lose sight of their need to evangelize and to reach out to the rest of the population.
This is Mission Network News. Lorella Rouster says Every Child Ministries is rescuing temple slaves in Ghana and giving them a chance for new life.
This is really strategic for the gospel because what we hope is that we can establish some of the survivors so firmly in the gospel that they will be equipped and motivated to reach out to others who are still trapped in that spiritual slavery of idolatry as well as in physical slavery. There might be ways that they could help to free them and help to share the gospel with them. That's our ultimate goal, and of course, a lot of work needs to be done in the meantime to get to that place.
She's talking about the work needed to build a rehab center for former shrine slaves. One donor has agreed to match every dollar given to ECM to help buy a van for the center. You can help by giving or going. Visit our website to learn more. Next, do you believe that prayer really works? Open Doors USA does. November 11th is International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and you can make a difference by praying. Open Doors is giving the opportunity to three people to travel and meet with real persecuted Christians. Many people have submitted drawings, poems, and other artistic submissions to show the world that we are one with them in hopes of meeting persecuted Christians. For more on IDOP and the giveaway, just go to missionnetworknews.org. And Bill Bray has a new role as president of Overseas Students Mission. Serving as development director and special projects coordinator at Christian Aid Mission has equipped Bill for this new journey. Overseas Students Mission helps identify students God's chosen as missionaries to mentor and train them. They're committed to reaching all unevangelized areas around the world. Pray that this ministry will thrive under Bill's leadership. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a ways away, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Christ brings to us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.